Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, June 29, 2025. Our guest preacher is Pastor Doug Liston.
Our gospel text this morning comes from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Please stand as you're able. By way of introduction, it says, Jesus is unwavering in his commitment to his mission in Jerusalem and will not be swayed by pettiness. In a series of striking cases in point, he calls his disciples to a similar single-mindedness. A reading from Luke. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent his disciples ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another he said, Follow me. But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from the risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'm going to give you a little insight this morning into how I prepare for a sermon every week, okay? And the very first thing I do on Monday morning after I make my cup of tea is I sit down and I read the texts for that week. In this case, we had two texts this morning. At first service, we had three. Sometimes there's four, but I read each of those texts at least four times, if not five or more. And then after I do that, the nice thing about it is those texts, those Bible verses and things, are floating around in my head all week long. And as I do things and as I see things and as I'm going about my week, I'm all the time percolating on those Bible texts. And then long about Friday, sometimes Saturday, I'll sit down and make some notes so that I don't forget where I'm headed when I'm standing up here talking. That's happened more than once. In fact, if you see me go back up there and look in that green book, you'll know I've gotten lost in what I was going to say. As I was reading the text this week, the one that stepped out in front of me the most was our gospel text, the one I just read to you. The one where Jesus has set his face towards Jerusalem. There are so many interesting things in this text that I want to step through them one by one and maybe remind you and lead you in the direction that God is calling you to be in those texts. So the first thing that stood out to me this week in the text was Jesus has set his face towards Jerusalem. What do you think that means? What do you think it means when Jesus sets his face towards Jerusalem? Okay, after the dead silence that we had here. What does it mean? Well, what's going to happen when Jesus gets to Jerusalem? This is the congregational participation portion of our morning. Yeah.
So when he sets his face towards Jerusalem, he's not going to let things get in his way, obstacles get in his way, temptations get in his way.
Very good.
Especially
That's right. Jesus is headed towards Jerusalem, and at the end of that road, is the cross. At the end of that road is something that Jesus really isn't sure that he wants. In fact, he'll pray in the garden later that week for God to take that cup away from him so that he doesn't have to face it. But what? But he says, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus is saying, as you said, I'm going to focus on what God is calling me to do, where God is calling me to be, and I'm not going to let anything distract me from that at all. Now, when Jesus has set his mind on Jerusalem and his face towards Jerusalem, and he's got everything in his being headed that direction, he stops in a village of the Samaritans, and they're not really happy to see him. And so Jesus says, okay, fine, no worries. I'll just go on to the next village. But James and John, what do they ask Jesus if they should do? They ask Jesus if they should call down fire on these Samaritans. Now, James and John are referred to as the sons of thunder for good reason. They're quick to jump to conclusions. They're quick to get angry. Jesus is trying to focus them on something else, though. Jesus is trying to call them to do and to live the life that Jesus wants them to. And so he says, he turns around and he rebukes them. He says, no, don't be doing that kind of stuff. That's not what I'm about. That's not what you should be about. We should be about grace and love and peace and gentleness and kindness, those fruits of the Spirit that we heard about in Galatians. That's what Jesus calls us to be about. And the sons of thunder aren't following that path very readily. So as they go along, somebody comes up to Jesus and says, Jesus, I'll follow you. But Jesus knows in his heart that this guy has his mind thinking that everything's going to be great, everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be wonderful. And Jesus wants him to know for sure that it's not going to be a bed of roses. Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. It's not an easy life being a Christian. We're not promised that everything's going to be hunky-dory. There's going to be trouble as we go along. But the promise of God is that Jesus walks with us through those things, through those times when things aren't as great and as rosy as they could be. They continue to walk along, and another fella comes up to Jesus and says, Jesus, I'll follow you, but let me go back and bury my father. And Jesus responds with something that sounds pretty harsh to our ears. He says, let the dead bury the dead. What you need to do is you need to go and proclaim the gospel of Christ. That sounds pretty harsh, right? But I think what Jesus is saying is that the things of this world, the things that we think we need to accomplish in this world, shouldn't distract us from what God is calling us to do and to be about. Go and proclaim the gospel. That's the more important thing that you need to be doing. To tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ. Don't get distracted by the things that are happening around you. Have your face set towards Jerusalem as well. Have your mind focusing on where God is calling you to be. And finally, another man comes up to Jesus and says, I'll follow you. But first, let me go back home for just a minute, a couple days. Say goodbye to my family and my friends. And Jesus again responds with something that to our ears sounds difficult and harsh. But he says, anybody who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. What do you think that means? What do you think that means? When I was first learning how to drive, okay, driver's ed, we got in the car, it was a long time ago, and they did have driver's ed back then. But I got in the car, and the first thing that the instructor, who's sitting in the seat next to me, with his own brake, let me remind you, first thing he says to me is, if you want to drive well and you want to not be all over the place when you're driving, look far ahead. Because he said, wherever you look, that's where you're going to go. And it works. If you are staring at the road right in front of the car, you're going to be in one lane, out of the lane, over the lane, off the road, wherever. But if you look way out ahead to where you're headed, you're going to go in a straight line. You're going to go to where you're supposed to be. It's the same way for us when we're trying to follow where Christ is leading us. Think about that guy who puts his hand to the plow and looks backwards as he's plowing. How straight of a furrow is he going to make? It's going to be all over the place, isn't it? It's not going to be straight. But we're called to walk a straight path that God has put us on. We're called to walk where God needs us to be. As I was thinking about this text this week, I thought about where Resurrection Lutheran Church right now is. You're looking for a new pastor. You're in the process of what's called the call process, right? This is a process where you do a lot of praying, you do a lot of asking God to tell you where you need to be and what you need to be as a congregation. You're doing this because you want to be where God wants you to be. This call process isn't about what you or I want Resurrection Church to look like. This call process is about what God wants Resurrection Church to look like and to be and to what you're supposed to be doing in this community. That's what this call process is all about, helping you find a pastor that fulfills for you what God is calling you to be about, that can lead you where Christ needs resurrection to be. It isn't always easy. It isn't always easy, but you do this by being in prayer a lot. I'm hoping that each time your call committee meets, they start that meeting in prayer. And I hope that each member of your call committee prays each and every day for God to show him or her what they need to be doing in the community to build the love of Christ back in this community. And I'm hoping that each and every one of you is in prayer daily, asking God, where are we going, God? Show us the way. I was asked several times when I was serving in Illinois if I would consider being bishop. I don't want to be bishop. What I wanted to be was a pastor in a community filled with love and compassion and grace and forgiveness, and a community that put the neighbor in front of themselves. Whoops, sorry about that. That's me keeping you awake by banging on that. A community that puts the love of the neighbor in front of the love of themselves. That's how we show the world who we are. And that's how we show the world whose we are. It's my prayer for you as you continue throughout this call process that you will seek God and God's plan for this community of faith and seek to follow wherever it is God is leading you. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background are welcome at RLC.